Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, we just finished the test out, the check-in for all the FIT members and the new challenge members. You guys, I'm stoked. I forgot how much energy and excitement was there. And I'm just really glad with this club. And I'm excited because there's a lot of good foundation, a lot of good things, a lot of good people. But there's one nuance I'm noticing that the former owner didn't have that I want to bring back is a going above and beyond with gratitude. And I know the former owner was grateful. He was appreciative. But I want to like slather that on people and really like, I want to make it off, like people embarrassed by how much they're appreciated and loved on and cared for. I went around at Saints and fist bumped each of the volunteers. There are probably like 10 or 11 people that help with weigh-in, check-in, photos, and each of them matters. And now just one thing that a few people like, wow, like, thank you. That really means a lot. And I don't know if I'm sure the former owner did that, but I want to do it so much that it really means something. And here's why. People go through life and are not given thank you cards anymore. People don't write thank you cards for like birthday presents. People don't acknowledge gratitude. I'm just going to pick like South Korea, for example. And you go there and like you give something or you receive something, like giving a bow out of like respect and gratitude, that means something. And when you go like sir or ma'am or Mr. or Mrs. in the South, like gratitude still means something. And in Minnesota, I don't know, maybe it's just a Minnesota thing, but I don't think people say like thank you or like acknowledge or appreciate. And I think part of that comes from entitlement. People assume that they're going to get the loan. People assume that they deserve something. People assume that they're owed something. So yeah, like, of course, if you're owed something, like if your friend give a friend $5 and they give it back to you, you might not say thank you. Say, all right, and then like you get it back, and you know, there's no gratitude because of course, they owe you your money back. When you're owed something, you can be grateful that they fulfilled their part of the deal, but there's no gratitude that's second nature to it. But like if all of a sudden you wake up one day and there's like a present on your front door from a friend or a grandma, you should say thank you. Like that matters and that means something because they didn't have to, they didn't, or obligated to. But when you say thank you, it acknowledges that people did something that they were not obligated to do, and you acknowledge and you appreciate them because you value that relationship with them. So I thank each of the instructors, thank the managers. Managers stayed later than they had to, and so that's something that I do. And so I really want to practice that and give a little something to the instructors and the manager for even just check-in day. They don't have to show up. I know they're on the clock. They're on the schedule. They have to show up. But guys, Friday night, people can get drunk. People can go stay up till 3 in the morning partying. People can do whatever they want. They may have to show up. They may be on the schedule to show up. That doesn't mean they will show up. It's the fact that they still made it out still means something. And so that's something I'm noticing. Just little things and going above and beyond to really call people out, learn their name, make the members know that they are meaningful, they are valuable. I do care if people make it or not make it to their workout and to their tip. Those matter. And you know, I'm not going to like throw a party just because someone showed up for work. No. But the fact that they're giving up part of a Saturday morning is meaningful, whether they had someone planned or not. It's meaningful. So grateful for the staff. The sales team is on board and stuff. We're going to do a lot with getting things wrapped on Roland, and this is going to be a great challenge. It's the last one before the winter challenge, and so this is our tee up for how we're going to have a phenomenal group of members. I met probably 15 members on spot. I remember their names. I remember their stories they told me. That's a superpower I have, is knowing people's names, remembering it. And I asked the staff to print out an extra deck of cards when we do the weigh-in. So people do like a poster board with their name, a picture of what they want to show for the before and the after picture. And so people can choose that, haul on their own. but I ask for an extra deck so I can go through on the card that has both names and their face. I want to and get to know them. So I see them in their club, in the studio, I can remember, oh, hey, Mark, good to see you. Carson, Octavia, Lance, everybody. Everybody deserves a shot to be remembered and to not be overlooked. I may be the owner, but I don't get a pass on acknowledging the folks that are paying us money so that we can deliver results for them. It's my job to make sure we are doing above and beyond what we can be doing for our members, for our staff, and for the instructors and everybody in between. And so if that means spending an extra $10 on photos for me learning their name, that is an investment because these people matter and they deserve that. So that's where we're at. And when I say deserve, I don't mean like, yes, I owe it to them. They deserve that and expect that from me. But I know their name. They don't have to know my name. That's not, they don't have to. But it's on me to know their name and tell my staff. That was the thing that won me over for this club, that the managers knew my name on day two. That's a big deal. I want them to do that. And I want to lead by example by putting up my own deck of flashcards for members. And I'm going to practice and learn their name, even if I worked off the clock for it. That's my spiel. That's my value. And let's go home and be a rock and roll bud.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.